This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. Authorities arrested a 77-year-old woman for starting the Highland Lakes fire last October. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Lacey Tillett was charged with arson. The Highland Lakes fire led to the evacuation of more than 700 homes. Teller County Sheriff Jason Meixel said the area west of Colorado Springs is prone to large fires.
More fires than I can count I've had to be in control of, and I will tell you, all of them are such a scary ordeal for us, the residents, and really the responsibility is on all of Colorado to make sure we don't have large forest fires that are man-made.
Tillett allegedly started the fire at her own home. It was the only structure destroyed. She has a long criminal history and a history of mental health concerns. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Front Range is bracing for a brutal cold front this weekend. It's expected to bring snow, dangerously high winds, and sub-zero temperatures lingering into next week. Highs will be in the single digits by Monday, with overnight lows dropping to 10 to 20 degrees below zero with that wind chill. More snow is expected Sunday and Monday along the Front Range and the Eastern Plains. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. There are also winter weather advisories for some of the northern mountains and southwestern mountains through tomorrow evening as well. Lows of 9 degrees tonight in both Denver and Colorado Springs, highs just in the mid-teens tomorrow. Coming up on 7:06, keep it tuned for Colorado Matters. That's coming your way next, followed by Fresh Air here on KRCC and CPR News.